Anyetsa Ewang with Human Rights Watch in Abuja says the abrupt suspension of Twitter is part of a pattern of arbitrary, undemocratic, and repressive actions taken by the government.
The director of public prosecutions has been given a directive to go ahead and prosecute anyone who tweets, irrespective of the ban.
Ewang says Twitter is a hugely important forum for public discourse in Africa's most populous nation, particularly among young people. It was the primary platform for activists last year during nationwide protests against police brutality. Nigerians used it to complain publicly when a road needed repair or a health clinic wasn't opening on time. Twitter gave ordinary citizens, Ewang says, a platform to hold government officials accountable.
So it's completely changed the trajectory of public participation that was very exclusionary before. And it's made it easier, it's made it faster, it's made it swifter, it's made it more effective. And I think that's it makes a lot of government officials very uncomfortable.
The U.S. Embassy in Nigeria, along with diplomats from several other nations, have denounced the suspension of Twitter in the West African nation, saying the path to a more secure Nigeria lies in more, not less, communication.